The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on Kirby, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And a good sports day to you. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Fred Fowler is not here. And unlike the last time Raheel filled in, Fred is still alive. In Canada, he's on the run from the FBI. He did a very, very nasty crime when he was in Vegas.
Oh, no. What? He finally got that homeless guy back?
No. That was Sean Salisbury. That's a different host. This is where Fred killed a hooker.
He finally did it. I didn't think he'd be able to.
No, this is the again. He
killed her again.
No, a different one. Yeah, yeah. This time he got caught too. There's been some bad sketches out there of the card playing hooker killer. That's what he's known as in those circles. Mm-hmm. And they finally caught up to him, and now he's what. Criminals like to call on the lam, which I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't.
But it means that he's hiding from the police.
You think it was when he finally...
Canada's a no extradition country, by the way.
He put his glasses on, and then that's when the sketch matched up, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, like all this time we thought we were looking for a guy with a hat and sunglasses, and then Fred, at one point, he'd been walking around the tournament with his sunglasses off, so he was just fitting in like everybody else. He got outside the tournament when he busted out and put them on, and you know how Vegas security cameras work. They identify people, mm-hmm. and they caught him that way.
The camera was like, okay, mock turtleneck, yes. Black mock turtleneck, yes.
Yes.
Hat, yes.
Yes.
Sunglasses, ding, 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 ding. There
yes.
it is.
Gigantic nose. Yes.
There he is.
Yes.
We finally caught the card. Was it the card playing hooker killer?
Yeah. He's he's not caught because he escaped to Canada.
Yeah.
But they did identify him.
There's a reason he escaped to Canada.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he'll be back, I don't know, eventually. After he's got a good lawyer, I'm sure. So, and...
Dave.
Yeah. And by the way, who really pursues hooker deaths anymore anyway? Like, yeah. What DA's office is like, I vow to battle for dead hookers everywhere. No, they don't do that. They never run on that.
Not anymore.
No. That's not a stance that that people running for district attorney ever take when they're running for that position. So I don't think it's going to be a big deal. I think that he's going to get over this and he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Raheel Ramzanali joins us. Raheel is on a show on our station called John and Raheel with Dell, which is in some ways the most appropriately named show on the station, because that's who's there, but in other ways is the worst named show on the station. I think if you guys had a clever name.
Like what? Like, see, I'm not a big, I'm not, I like my name to be the name of the show, because
you're trying to sell yourself.
Yeah. Look, I have an ego. The Here's Blitz the thing, with though. Fred and AJ,
no,
I like
just,
it.
It's just the Blitz.
The Blitz, but you got to put with Fred and AJ.
We don't ever
Who's
do
it
that.
With?
It's just it's just the Blitz. People will find, they'll figure it out. This is, and let me give you a little hint here.
Yeah.
If you do a show with your name on it, and that show fails, it's pretty much your fault.
Yeah, but now we have three people. So if
John's established,
yep.
He's not going anywhere because John's also part of a really successful show outside of yours.
The Bench. Yeah.
Yeah. Where they don't have to put their name in it. It's just The Bench.
With John and Lance.
Is it?
Yeah, it's in there.
They say that?
Yeah.
Oh,
even this one, I believe, when you come back, the rejoins say The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Aaron, does it say that?
It says, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman, but it says, you're listening to The Blitz. And
yeah,
that's
I think
it.
It's just okay. the blitz.
Maybe I'm thinking about the promos.
Here is Fred and AJ.
And then we discussed yesterday when Lance was on the show with me that I can't really fire Dell.
No.
Because
you don't want that heat.
He's our only black guy. So if I fire him, I look like Brian Gain.
Yeah.
Right? So if that show fails, John's safe, Dell's safe. What about you?
Can you fire me?
Absolutely.
You want minority heat? Any minority heat on you?
Raheel.
Do you want
I work directly with Fred Fowler.
Yeah, but Fred, when you're looking at it, like when they're doing...
I'll have Fred do every show in a turban for the rest of his life, if that's what it takes.
When you look at it, when you watch the live stream, you go, "Yeah, that dude's just Fred."
But then you...
If he was like...
It's not even Fred Fowler anymore. I'm going to start making him pronounce it Fowler.
If he was Farhad Fowler, I'd say, yeah, you're pro-minority.
But because he's Fred.
Because he's Fred, you're like, ah, this is a white dude.
It's so funny. Just a couple letter switcher. If he was Fareed Fowler...
It'd be totally different.
But now it's Fared. Fareed versus Fared.
Yeah.
Is way different.
Way different.
I'll have to think about it. You're safe for now. Because you filled in today.
I hope so.
Yeah. So, I mean, you bought yourself, and I'm out of town the next 2 days. You're good until at least next week.
Okay.
Certainly.
Nice.
So I want you to go home tonight feeling confident in that.
Well, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to get the call up.
And you told me that now your wife has a better job.
Yeah.
So you were like, if you need to fire me, that's cool. I don't need this job, really.
Absolutely not. I was telling you.
You said that.
I said, hey, if you want me to work more hours, please let me know because I don't want to go home.
Even though you're not paid hourly.
Yes, just keep me here. Just keep me here because my wife is always home now.
Man, that sucks. I know how that feels. My wife is always home, too. My wife works on average, I would say, 2 days a week for about 3 hours. Other than that, she's always home. So I just go to work for 11 hours a day and just, you know.
It's the best move.
I figure, you know what, I'll let her have her time at home to work really hard. And I'll work really hard in the office. And I'll, you know, one day, hopefully, I get a couch and I can meditate in the office. Because sometimes I get tired in the middle of the day because I'm working so hard to stay at the office.
At a lot of big companies, they are stressing mindfulness, not meditation. So you want to go to Mr. Gao and say, mindfulness is important because it helps with my mental health, thus impacting my physical health. And that is why I need a couch in my office. Because you can practice mindfulness on the couch.
I guess we threw away that couch that was in our studio.
Oh, the casting couch?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that couch.
No, but I could have covered it up.
No, you can't.
I could have covered it up with plastic.
Nope. That couch has been there from the first day of 1560.
Yeah.
Back when Club Roxy used to be below us.
Yeah.
You don't want that history on you, man. You don't want to wake up with that
history. I do want that history on me.
You want some exams then afterwards.
Yeah.
It is disgusting.
Big deal. I mean, you know, wipe it down with some Purell and you're good. You're good. We're at Twin Peaks on Kirby, and there's something big going on tonight, guys. The Miss Twin Peaks contest, the finals are tonight. They're going to be broadcast here. They're not... coming here, you're not looking live, folks, like Brent Musburger would say. They're in Florida, but they'll be broadcast here, and it's going to be some super hot chicks. And the great news is Twin Peaks Kirby left a few super hot chicks behind to work here while the other super hot chicks went and did the contest. And as someone who is a former Miss Twin Peaks judge, I feel like I've got my thumb on the pulse of this contest. I'll have a prediction by the end of the show as to who's going to win. I'm starting to think Monica from West Palm Beach has a good shot. And I think Mary Lou from Charlotte, North Carolina, looks like a real contender. So
2-time finalist, right?
Yeah.
She has a chance.
Yeah, she's been knocking on the door.
If this isn't the year for her, then sadly, it's time to blow it all up.
Yeah, she'd probably have to hit reset. Yeah. I mean, she'd have a rebuilding process.
But she'll probably be like, well, I ran into the Golden State Warriors. And that's my
Monica is kind of the Golden State Warriors.
I ran to the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Well, no, but you were so obsessed with Monica that you didn't accomplish the goal, and now you're like, well, that was
Well, and a lot of people
think
that it's petty
yeah.
the way Mary Lou's been behaving because Monica, who's the cover girl for Miss Twin Peaks calendar, she drew a face on the calendar and said that she didn't do it, and there was an altercation behind the scenes. That's a made-up story.
Yeah. I hope you guys haven't put money down on it.
That didn't happen. That would be bulletin board material, though, if it did, for sure.
Yeah.
We have some association to talk, and there's a story on Yahoo. And this was kind of being kicked around a little bit yesterday. There was some rumblings. But it didn't seem like anyone was really ready to put their name on it and throw it all the way out there. And today on Yahoo, let's see, this is Vincent Goodwill. He's decided to put his name on it. And we'll talk about it more on the other side of the break because I think we need some time to break this thing down. But I'll give you the headline of the article. Sources, Chris Paul wants out as relationship with James Harden deemed, quote, unsalvageable. That's not what you like to hear about a relationship. Unsalvageable is never a good thing mm-hmm. to hear. We've got a lot of other stuff to talk about as well. But we're going to talk a lot about what the Rockets are going to have to do from here and why Daryl Morey's lying to the people. About this thing and saying there's no turmoil whatsoever. We've got some other stuff to discuss. Raheel said that he's going to openly discuss bikini waxing in his community. And
I've got a question for you that I want to ask you regarding 2 weeks.
You're giving me your 2 weeks notice.
No, not that.
Accepted.
Dang it. Well, it was a good run, guys. Thank you.
Don't say goodbye now. You've got 2 more weeks.
I'm
not one of these jerk stations who like is going to kick you off the air the day you give me your 2 weeks.
But I'm one of these jerk workers that are like, peace out. I'm going to cash in on my vacation because you probably won't let me cash out my days.
Actually, you don't have as much vacation because you wanted an extra day off for Memorial Day. So you're actually have to finish out today.
Oh, man.
Sorry. You're always trying to turn a 3-day weekend into a 4 all the time.
Yeah.
So that's caught up to you now, I'm afraid. We're live at Twin Peaks. Kirby, stop by, say hey, and check out the Miss Twin Peaks contest tonight. We will be right back. We'll discuss the unsalvageable relationship between Raheel and myself, as well as the unsalvageable relationship between James Harden and Chris Paul right on the other side of this break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my computer career. And listen, if you're working in a job that you're not making enough money at or you're unhappy, change it, guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take your free career evaluation. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. And if you don't have computer experience or training, they don't even care. That's no problem. Help people start an IT career. That's what they do. You'll attend classes on campus or live online twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school because they're going to help you get into the industry after you graduate because they work with hundreds of employers that hired their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. Raheel Ramzanali in for Fred Bauer today. Tomorrow, all of the shows will be out at Wildcat Golf Course. Golf Club? Golf Course. Club. on the golf course at the golf club. And they'll be playing in the ESPN 97.5 Occasional Invitational. And I won't be there. It will be Jerry Bowe and Josh Jordan doing the show for the Blitz tomorrow. I'll be gone.
How'd you pull that off?
I had these days scheduled for vacation.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's brilliant scheduling.
Yeah. It lucked out because my first the first time the golf tournament was supposed to happen, I was at the river on vacation. And then they rescheduled it, and I was like, oh, I'm on vacation that day, too. They gave me way too many vacation days when they made me the boss. That was a really dumb mistake on their part.
Yeah.
I have 70 vacation days for the year, so it's, I mean, it's basically, you know, 2 days a week.
But you didn't but you're the boss now. You're the man. You're supposed to be there. You're supposed to be there for forward-facing events, right?
I am, via text.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we live in an age where technology doesn't require me to be there, per se, in person.
So people are going to come meet the Blitz without mm-hmm. Fred or AJ.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Quit hitting yourself.
I'm trying to get it.
I had to kill a fly.
Yeah.
And I got it.
Nicely done.
I win.
I mean, I guess you're a hero now. Way to go. We are at Twin Peaks Kirby. Come on down. Twin Peaks Kirby. I always like to rank the quality of service you get at each Twin Peaks. I still think Twin Peaks in the in Shenandoah, they don't like to call it the Woodlands because I guess it's like a block away from the Woodlands. In Shenandoah, may have the best quality of service, if you know what I mean. But this one's right behind it or right there with it. And it's a special week of service because they are honoring our country by wearing bikinis all week. And if you would like to see your cheeseburger come delivered by a Twin Peaks girl in a bikini, that could happen today.
It's like you're at a resort.
Yes.
Like, this is awesome.
But your wife's not here.
Yeah. And instead it's AJ and Raheel.
Yeah, which we're kind of like your wife. You spend a lot of time with us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you like us. Sometimes you hate us.
And we do things your wife doesn't do. Like talk about the Rockets.
Not that, though. not that. Yeah, we do talk about the Rockets. Your wife probably hates it when you talk about the Rockets. But we're going to talk about the Rockets because, like we said last segment, Vincent Goodwill of Yahoo Sports is reporting that the relationship between James Harden and Chris Paul has been termed unsalvageable, and the two players want a divorce. Paul went to Rockets management and demanded a trade, and Harden issued a, quote, him or me edict following the Rockets' second-round loss to the Warriors. They went 2 months without speaking to each other during the season, creating a tenuous environment for teammates and everyone involved with the franchise. Harden hasn't returned Paul's repeated attempts at communicating this offseason after a year in which the pair repeatedly got under each other's skin with petty acts in practices and games. This is the most unsurprising story ever.
Yep.
I'll say this, and the story says that there's no respect on either side. Chris doesn't respect James's standing in the league. James doesn't respect the work Chris has put into this point. And I thought maybe when they brought in Chris Paul, it would be really good for James because I don't know. It's hard for me to say that James doesn't care. But James comes across as a guy who doesn't really care. Sometimes you think, like, oh, it's not the most important thing in the world. I love the money and the fame that comes with it, but basketball's kind of, it's what I'm doing to get there.
Which
and
is weird,
Chris,
he's so good. Like, James Harden is so good, right? Like, you got to put in that work. Like, you have to care. But you're right, just as he comes across. And then there's stuff that happens after the games. You're like, God, James, that wasn't a good look.
Like going to a strip club the day after you're eliminated from the playoffs?
Yeah, or the night of, right? Like,
yeah, not great.
It's little things like that and whatever. Yes, athletes are allowed to party. Absolutely. It's just, again, those are like the little
things. It's optics.
Yeah, you go, eh, okay, James, probably not the best thing. And now, then you got Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is the opposite. Chris Paul is a dude who has had conflict with teammates before and seemingly is harder on his teammates than anyone and expects more from his teammates than anyone. Chris Paul is a grinder. He's a hard-working dude. And that's to be respected. But I thought maybe that would be a positive thing for James, and I think it was for a short time. And I think now it's gotten to where that's enough, dude. This isn't working. Your way's not working either. Don't tell me how to do this because you've never done it, and we're not doing it right now. So don't tell me how to do this.
Yeah, and it's loses amplifies all of the bad feelings that you have within a relationship.
Yeah.
And just going quickly back to the, you know, hey, do you want to face him in the second round or do you want to face him in the Western Conference Finals again, the Golden State Warriors?
Right.
That argument was, okay, that was like a fair argument because everyone was healthy for the Rockets and that's what you wanted, right? You wanted a healthy shot at the Golden State Warriors. But unfortunately, you got an injured Golden State Warriors in Game 6, and Steph Curry dismantled your franchise right now. Like, those 33 points in the second half have changed everything. They've changed everything.
I don't know if they have, because I feel like it was broken before the playoffs started. And, I knowing what we know now, that they went 2 months without talking, who would have picked that team to even have a shot against Golden State in the playoffs if you knew that your two best players hadn't spoken in 2 months and hated each other? I mean, that's not the kind of team that's going to win. And people will say, oh, well, Kevin Durant and Draymond had beef. Okay, they had beef. Clearly, they were able to work through it, first of all. But secondly, Draymond's a really good player. He's the fourth best player on that team. Yeah. I mean, he's a might be the fifth best player on that team this year. He's a secondary player. So it's not like if Kevin Durant had beef with Steph Curry, then I'd be like, oh, boy, that's a problem. But there's a pecking order to it. And no one ever thinks like, oh, well, Draymond's going to push Steph out of town or, you know, whatever. That's not going to happen. With this, and especially with the money that's attached to it, because now Chris Paul he's making the kind of money that doesn't make it easy for him to be moved. You and I discussed some of the options, and really Gordon Hayward is a reasonable option. We've talked about him before, but we talked about another one yesterday. John Wall might be an option.
Oh no, I love John Wall, but no, you're going to be sitting on that contract, and it'll be the same thing. Like, really, he's not playing again.
Well, this is what I said with Lance yesterday. I said, here's the difference between Chris Paul today and John Wall today is if you said, do I know 2 years from now what I'll get from John Wall? I would say no. Do I know what I'll be getting from Chris Paul 2 years from now? Yes. So would I rather roll the dice and hope that maybe John Wall has some sort of a resurrection? I think maybe I would than what you know you're going to get with Chris Paul, who's almost always hurt anyway, and is now getting to the age where recovery's longer, and clearly he's lost a step to his game already. So maybe you're playing the upside game if you go after John Wall. But, again, none of these are good scenarios.
No. Gordon Hayward would be a nice scenario on it. Like, you
but
would hope
Gordon
that
Hayward's
better.
Value is not what it was when the Celtics signed him, and they have to be going, what the hell did we do?
Yeah, and the only reason, like, Gordon, who's a better player right now, Gordon Hayward or Chris Paul?
I mean, Gordon Hayward's younger. I feel like he's got more in the tank.
Mm-hmm. There's more potential with him as
yeah,
well. That
for sure.
This was his first year after injury, right? And you're hoping, okay, maybe it gets a little bit better. And also, he can do one thing that helps James's game more than Chris Paul, and that's he can shoot the rock.
Yeah.
And that is something that if he finds that stroke again, he feels comfortable, and he can play team defense, then that helps out a lot more. And the contract ends, I believe, a year before Chris Paul's because he signed a 4-year deal or 5-year deal with a fifth-year player option.
I think he signed I want to say it was a 4-year deal.
I'll look that up real quickly. But, yeah, that would be one, you know, and it works out from the Boston State. And that's why, you know, the Monday after the Rockets lost, John was like, what do you do with Chris Paul? And I said, the one guy you could trade for is Gordon Hayward because of Rozier leaving, and with Kyrie, by the way, he hasn't even talked to the Celtics because you know he's out. He's more than likely going to the Nets. If they feel like they're in contention, they need a point guard that will distribute. You just want him to create for others, and you don't want to take shots away from the young guys, which Gordon Hayward would do. You need him to take shots to be effective. Then a guy like Chris Paul would be perfect for them.
Here's what I'll say about this. There's a couple things. One, if Gordon Hayward is – like if Danny Ainge is interested in trading Gordon Hayward for Chris Paul, I still don't think Gordon Hayward makes the Rockets somehow significantly better, like that all of a sudden they're going to win a championship. I don't believe that. Secondly, if Danny Ainge doesn't want to trade Gordon Hayward for Chris Paul, what's out there? I mean, you're either stuck with Chris Paul or you're basically trading him for a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Like a whole lot of bad like expiring contracts and maybe a rookie or two. Nothing that's going to help you win a championship, which almost tells you that the window with James Harden might be closed already, which is crazy to think about while because he's in his prime. Clearly, the last two or three seasons, he's been one of the best players in the league. I don't think he can win. And I said all along, I don't think a team with James Harden as their best player is going to win a championship. It's looking more and more like I'm going to be saying I told you so. Yeah. Because if he wasn't able to do it the last couple of years, the road to a championship for the Rockets is not getting easier. And the road's getting easier for a lot of other teams because the Warriors are down. But for whatever reason, the Rockets, it doesn't look like it's getting better for them. Like you would think, oh, the Warriors are broken down. No KD next year. Klay Thompson probably out to the All-Star break. Man, we can really jump on this. Do you feel confident the Rockets are going to somehow be better than they were a year ago? I sure don't.
No, because all these other teams that were right there as well, like that second tier, they're going to get better as well,
yeah.
Right?
Portland's going to be better. Portland was, what, the 3 seed? They're going to be better.
Mm-hmm. Denver?
Denver's going to be better. Whoever gets Kawhi is going to be better.
Yeah.
The Lakers are going to be better. But for whatever reason, I don't look at the Rockets and go, yeah, they'll be better.
So you don't agree with Daryl Morey saying that they should be the favorites in the West?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so Daryl Morey's been on a public tour to counteract the Tim McMahon stuff that's been out on ESPN, which, by the way, you can hear Tim McMahon on ESPN. We had him on this morning with Granato Raheel with Dell. You can find that on Podcast Arena. And he talked about how Tillman Fertitta is an inexperienced owner, and a lot of these things are happening because of his inexperience. And, you know, right when that story broke Monday morning, the Rockets are like, hey, Daryl, hit up all the big shows. We got to get you on the shows. We got to make sure that they're not talking about this.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's running with the quotes that Chris Paul is not getting traded. No, Chris Paul's not on the block. Well, now there's another story. And we'll see what happens, man. This is Steph Curry ruined. That second half has just put this franchise in a tailspin.
Well, let me ask you this. Gun to your head. Who goes further in the playoffs next year, the Rockets or the Warriors? Because remember, Klay Thompson will be back by that time.
I hope they face off as a 5.
I could see that. I hope they face off as like a 3-6 or a 2-7. I'm just telling you now. Don't.
Because that same it was one game. That same team did beat them at home,
yeah,
with the season on the line.
Yeah, and send them home.
Yeah.
Or send them
no
back.
KD.
Yeah.
So,
all right, we'll continue to talk this. We'll got some other stuff to get into as well. I know you're a big NBA guy. I want to get your thoughts on the Anthony Davis trade. I think there's a lot to get into there, and I honestly think I've heard people say it's a fleecing on both sides. I think it's really good for both teams. Honestly, I think the Lakers knew that they had a small window. They wanted to make a big play. Pelicans wanted to rebuild. They got everything they need to be rebuild. I think it's good for both teams. We'll talk about that and plenty more. We're at Twin Peaks. Kirby, it's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are at Twin Peaks Kirby, the Miss Twin Peaks Championship of the whole wide world tonight. You can come out here and see it. They'll be broadcasting it here, and you can cheer on your favorite Twin Peaks gal. If you have a chick that you like to be totally appropriate with and tip kindly, and she's a contestant, then you should come out and support her and yell her name when she comes on the broadcast. So that's acceptable behavior here at Twin Peaks, where they have scenic views.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that. Scenic views on the menu. I think it's actually an off-the-menu item, but it's always available, the scenic views. Let's get to a couple of tweets, which I don't know where to start. There's a lot of people saying, if the window is closed, would you trade James? Which is a reasonable question, but I don't know that that's something that the Rockets would even consider. I don't know that he's under, I mean, he's under contract for a while. You're not talking about like Anthony Davis where, you know, he's made it clear he wants out of here. This is where James picked.
Yeah.
This is his team now. And let's face it, we just talked about this. James Harden's at his peak. Chris Paul is on a decline.
Yeah, and frankly, they're in bed with James now.
Yeah.
You know, when you offer him extension after extension, he's your guy. He has a lot of say in the franchise, right? So, no, they wouldn't trade him. But if they were to trade him, that's a contract that you're willing – if you're a team that needs a top five, top ten guy, wherever you put James Harden, you can call him a superstar, right? Teams would take him, and they could probably feel like, oh, we're the ones that are going to change things around, though. We're the one that will change the DNA around.
What would you hope that you could get back for James Harden if you were to trade him?
You're going to get a lot of young pieces. You're not going to get a superstar in return because that doesn't happen. But you will get a lot of young pieces.
Who has the volume of young pieces that I don't think there's anybody.
There's nobody.
It's just not. It's not realistic. And you know, it's a nice thought, but. The Rockets are married to James. He's staying. Everything is going to be built around him. Whether or not that's good enough, I tend to think it's not good enough. I've always thought it's not good enough. But it's the bed that they chose. So, you know, you're at some point you just got to deal with it. And I'm sure the Rockets have looked at this and said, God, James is such a pain in the ass.
I don't think they have.
You don't think so?
Look at what he's gotten them. National attention, MVP, Coach of the Year. He's a top five guy, right?
Coach of the Year that they don't even want to renew his contract.
That's fair. Like right now, yes. But I'm saying at the time, like the system turned Mike D'Antoni into Coach of the Year. But a lot of that was James Harden, right? Like his play was great for that system and all that. So. They're probably looking at it like, no, he's still our guy. We still believe in him. We just have to figure out the pieces around him, the value of the franchise, all that. He's something that you want in the NBA in a superstar. You want a superstar because he brings a lot of the business side stuff too.
How many teams would trade their superstar for James? Even players that are considered better players or lesser players than James, I think there's a lot of teams that would look at that and go, no.
Like who? Like we should go through the list.
Would the Blazers trade Dame Lillard for James Harden?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. But they have.
Is James Harden higher? Is he in higher regard
in
the NBA as a player?
Yes.
So why wouldn't they trade for a better player?
Because that's their guy. It's a similar situation. Dame has fallen short a lot as well. He
Absolutely.
Got swept out 2 years ago, and because he was on the softer side of the bracket this year, they got to the Western Conference Finals. If they're in the Rockets' position, you think they're getting through the Warriors? I don't think so. We saw they were not going to get through the Warriors. But they love him. That's their guy.
Yeah.
It's a similar situation.
Let's see. Who's another?
Oklahoma City. Westbrook, Harden.
I think Oklahoma City might consider that. I don't know. But is Westbrook still their best player? I think Paul George is probably their best player. Russell Westbrook's just a bigger star.
Bigger star, yeah.
What about Giannis?
No chance. Because you're playing the potential game on that one, right? If they had a team in place that was built to win right now, which I think they have a nice team, but they're not built to win right now. Maybe you do that. Do you do that trade if you're ownership? You go Giannis for James right now because we feel like we have all the pieces ready to go.
Would, and he's not on a team right now, so it's kind of a moot point. But would any team trade Kawhi Leonard for James Harden?
I'll answer. If you put James on that Raptors team, are they beating?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So no. Kawhi is. He's the second best player in the league.
So James Harden's this weird thing where he's like a top five, top ten player, but he's not a top ten commodity to an NBA franchise.
And to be fair, like I want to present both sides. A lot of the guys that we talked about, Dame Lillard, Westbrook, are a lot of teams trading for those guys as well?
Probably not. Westbrook is in that. He's sort of in that same grouping as Harden, where you know you're glad you have him because he's a superstar, but he's not anywhere near the top of if you could choose which superstar you've got, he wouldn't be your first choice for sure.
I agree.
So,
and I love Westbrook again, but yeah, he's in that category. You can't get knocked out of the first round if you're a superstar and you're one of the best players in the game. You can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There has to be some accountability at some point because the same criticism I have of James, I have to have of Westbrook. And the same criticism we have of James, you got to have of Dame. And Dame was catching. They were supposed to break that team up last year.
This is what's crazy about it. Damian Lillard's more likable. He's a more empathetic or sympathetic figure. So when he loses, it's like, damn, man, that dude's so good, and yet they can't put enough around him to win. With James, it's like, this dude's just a loser.
Yeah.
He's never going to be, like, because of the likability of him. And a lot of it's the way you present yourself. Damian Lillard comes across as a guy who...
He's a lovable loser.
I'd love to cheer for that guy.
He's a lovable loser.
James Harden is very difficult to cheer for.
Yes. That's fair.
Westbrook is very difficult to cheer for.
I love cheering for him.
Do you really?
I love watching Russell Westbrook.
And it's so,
I would rather have my guy bring that intensity every game.
I'll tell you what. And
brick 100 shots.
Everybody's different. Because I hear so many people say, how do you like Steph Curry? And I'm like, do you watch him play? The guy's he's unbelievable. And they're like, yeah, but he does that mouthpiece thing. I'm like, that's what you're focused on? But, you know, I guess everybody's got their own taste. But, yeah, I've always found James to just be a guy. And this is before James was here. I found James to be a guy who's difficult to cheer for.
Breaking news, Chris Paul on Instagram has denied all the sources, the allegations, the divorce rumors with James Harden. He goes, well, that's news to me. I wish one day players would be like, yeah, F him. Or, yeah, this is true.
God. Well, you know what? I mean, bad look if that's the case. Bad look on this reporter. But I tend to I tend to lean towards that's probably the case.
Yeah.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Man, there was a lot of basketball action. If you're watching, you're like, when Chris Paul is bringing it up and James Harden is
he doesn't care when Chris is bringing it up.
He knows the offense isn't going through him, it's just like, whatever.
He's out.
It's like that's an extra defender against the offense at that point because you're like, James hasn't even crossed half court. Oh, I can just help? Cool.
So weird. All right. We're at Twin Peaks. Kirby, come out and see us. Have yourself a man-sized cold beer. We're about to get into some mozzarella bites and some wings. Raheel, scared to eat because he's had a little tummy trouble. But I think he's going to have something later on in the program. We'll see. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. He said, boy,
listen to me. Top lies around. This is The Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, no Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, Raheel Ramzanali out here at Twin Peaks Kirby. And we're discussing the James Harden-Chris Paul story that came out today on Yahoo about their relationship being unsalvageable. And still getting more of these, would you do it, would you trade James for this? For two solid pieces and a top three pick, I'd consider it. I don't think you can win with Harden as your one. I agree with that, but what two solid pieces and a top three pick? I mean, who's got...
This year's draft or next year's draft?
I mean,
yeah.
Let's just say this year's draft. A, the three teams that are picking in the top three don't have two solid pieces to trade away.
R.J. Barrett, Kevin Knox, and they're like, we're going to repackage Dennis Smith Jr.
No.
No.
You can't take that. That's not enough.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Like, I mean, I guess that the Pelicans could give a bunch of what they just got, but, like, do you want that?
Yes, I want Lonzo Ball here.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine LeVar's people reaching out to you, the programming director? Hey, we'd love to have LeVar Ball on with you guys. We're thinking, you know, here's what you do for us, and, you know, LeVar will come do an interview.
I'll pass. Did you hear him with Molly Kiram yesterday? Ugh.
you can switch
gears with me anytime. Like, why do you have to say it so creepy, LeVar? Why can't you just say, sure, let's switch gears?
I want to hear him say it.
Okay.
Hey, here we go.
LeVar, can I switch gears with you? Because I have a question
here. You can switch gears with me anytime.
It wasn't even that creepy.
The look was creepy. The look was creepy.
Yeah, the look was creepy, but him, it was just like, oh, he was upset almost.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it was more of a visual thing when I was like, oh, what? And even Stephen A. Smith was like, oh, like, he was creeped out by it. Max Kellerman was creeped out by it. And Max Kellerman, let's face it, who's going to be creeped out by anything? I mean, if Max Kellerman's creeped out by it, you know what you did wrong. So... No, I'd probably not like to have LeVar Ball do an interview on our station.
Okay, so James Harden, Chris Paul, if you're just joining us on Yahoo, there's a huge story that's already been denied by Chris Paul that the relationship is unsalvageable. They'll never play together again. It's a trade him or I'm out stuff, whatever, him or me. So I want to know, what's the worst relationship you've had at work, like where it got that tense? Do you have one?
Yeah.
Fred Fowler.
Fred and I had some tense moments. That's not the most, though. When I got fired from ESPN in Austin, there was and I got hired the next day at another station in town called The Zone, and it was the Longhorn flagship station, and everyone at The Zone hated me because all I did at the other station was talk mess about them and how crappy they were, and I bought up all their personal websites and turned them into horrible things, and I spread nasty rumors about them, and I told people that Bucky Godbolt, who was at the time the running backs coach for Texas when Ricky Williams was there, I told everyone that he wasn't black, that The Zone was lying to try to get a black audience. And he was actually black, and he was offended by me saying that. And so that was some awkwardness. I also had a program director when I was young named Eric Kalin, who was an idiot. And I was in a position at that time where I knew my value to that station. And I didn't respect him as a programmer enough to be like to be receptive. I was very immature at the time, and I basically just told him to kick rocks. I didn't care what he said because I was going to outlast him, which I did. But it made for a very tense work environment.
Yeah,
that's probably the worst I've had, but for the most part, I'm able to get along with people at work. I mean, especially now, I'm like a grown-ass man. I understand when you come to work, you just got to work.
Yeah.
It's not about like, this guy's my buddy.
It'd be nice if you were buddies.
Sure, it'd be cool.
Yeah, because you spend so much time with them. But
if you're not?
Fine, whatever.
So, I don't know. I've never had much of an issue like that because – I'm a professional, and if I were making millions of dollars a year, I'd find it even easier to just put up with whatever nonsense I've got to do to get through work. You know what I mean? So I don't totally understand why these two guys can't just put whatever their personal BS is aside and play ball.
But they spend even more time together than us.
That's true.
Like, they travel together. Yep. They are with each other more than their families. And, look, the money's great, but that money becomes a norm. And that is, like, money be damned.
Yeah.
You know, like, millions of dollars. When
yeah,
that's your
money be damned until it's gone.
Yeah, but for them, it's not gone yet.
No.
You know, like, it's just the norm for them now. Like, they've had millions. Like, that's cool. You know, so I get it, but, yeah, I just want to know what yours was.
You're just not going to throw yours out there? You got a bad work relationship? Ken Hoffman? Tyler? Yeah, a lot of people say that. Juggalo Trey, his most tense work relationship was with Tyler.
No, I had one in my corporate life. I worked with a person that I sat next to. This person was on my team, and I just did not respect this person at all. And it was horrible. And I don't want to say I'm a person that gets along with everyone, but you can say it for me. Do you think I'm a person that gets along with 99.9% of people?
Yeah, you're a fairly affable guy.
I couldn't get along with this person, and it was miserable.
I you know, now that I've thought about this, I had some really, really, like, fist fight tense work environment stuff when I was in the Army.
Yeah.
But that's sort of a different thing.
That doesn't count.
I don't think it counts, but... And also, we were making no money, so, it really didn't. It was barely a job, honestly. I mean, it's just, we just showed up. And
you were making freedom, though.
That's what we were making.
Yeah. And you can't put a value on that.
No.
But you wish they did.
You can put a value on, like, you know, nice things,
yeah,
which we didn't have any of. All right. Guys, I got to tell you about Triangle Energy. Listen, how's free energy for a year sound to you? Awesome? Yeah, I thought so. Triangle Energy is bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days. They're giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for an entire year. Sign up for any power to win electricity plan. You'll get 2 Dynamo game tickets, 2 t-shirts, and you'll be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. Every time the Dynamo win a home game, Triangle Energy is going to draw a lucky fan or customer to win a free year of electricity. Oh, man. I'd leave my TV on purpose downstairs. I mean, I would just be lazy. My wife would say, "Did you turn off all the lights?" I would say, "Yes," and then she would wake up and she'll say, "I thought you turned all the lights off." It's free. Guys, you can enter to win by texting the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriangleEnergy.com to learn more. That's 77177. Text the word POWER to 77177 or go to TriangleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064.
CJ's miserable. Just caught me a rag, invested a bag right into my craft. Shout out the press play, we is not stopping, we get in that bag.
Get in the bag.
Time hungry and holding it down, that be a fact.
That be a fact.
You talking that you is a
ESPN 97.5.